This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Classic Leroy. That is called House of the Rising Sun by The Animals. And do you know why I picked that song, Leroy? Because it's time now for Guess That Animal! All right, Leroy, I have the animal sounds. I got the animal clips. I got everything that you need, dude. But I know that you're not going to be ready, Leroy. I'm familiar with your work in this game. But we will give it a shot. We will do what we came here to do. Let's start off. Are you ready for sound number one?
I'm ready. Sounds like a motorcycle.
Does indeed sound like a motorcycle. There will be some inanimate objects that are thrown in here to throw you off, Leroy. To keep
okay.
You on your toes.
Can I get multiple choice?
Yes, you do. We'll hear it one more time. Is that a tortoise? Is that a boar? Or is that a koala?
RV and Richie. That's Leroy's toes seeing each other in the shower.
Okay. What are we doing here?
That's just bad.
Here, one more time.
All right. A tortoise, a boar.
Tortoise, boar, or koala?
I'm going to go tortoise. Because right. they make mad noises when they're...
Tortoise. All right, he picks tortoise. Is that the correct answer? Incorrect. Animal number one. Koala. A koala, Leroy.
Don't you know? Does a koala have no teeth?
This one does. Maybe a little bit old, huh? Maybe a little bit old. An aging koala.
Don't they have chlamydia?
They're horny. They're horny animals, according to Tobin, who recently was at a zoo, I think, or something like that. How often does this guy go to the zoo?
I don't know.
It's like he loves his kids.
He loves the zoo. That's some old intangible stuff, too.
The zoo?
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it going. Sound number two, Leroy. Here it is.
Any particular reason why they got to play love music behind them?
I don't know why there's love music behind them. It's supposed to be scary.
Wait,
and spooky.
Fins Up says, how does Leroy know that fact? Because I do a show with Tobin.
Yeah. No, Tobin has shared that fact. They are carriers of the STD. They're gross. But one more time, Leroy. Let's see if you can hear that sound. One more time.
Sounds like some kind of bird.
Okay, well, is it a deer? Is that a falcon? Or is that a dog?
I'm going to go falcon. Because you just threw bird in there because I said bird. I'm going to be quiet next time because I'm making myself fail this test by giving you suggestions.
Yes, indeed. Because I did not come prepared with other answers. So what is your final answer?
Falcon,
and the correct answer is... A deer, Leroy.
A deer?
A roe deer. Aren't you familiar
with...
You
didn't hear? That's why deer... Listen, if you're a deer and you're in the woods making that noise, that's why you're getting shot.
I can imagine just being out there to hunt and seeing a roe deer and it making that yelping, disgusting whine.
All right, fine.
0 for 2. 0 for 2, Leroy. Not looking good thus far. Not looking good, but I got faith. I got faith. This next one's going to be easy peasy for sure.
Which means it's not.
Easy peasy for sure. Is that a crying baby? Is that some sort of bird? Or is that a monkey?
That's a crying baby.
Crying baby. Is that a bird or is that a monkey, Leroy? Your final answer?
Baby.
It does sound like a baby. It does sound like a clear, like I hear like a clear cry.
That's a baby. Nobody goes, hey, they don't cry like that. Only babies cry like that.
Okay, only babies do cry like that, Leroy. Only babies cry like that unless you are playing the game. Guess that animal. Incorrect yet again, Leroy. Let us check out what is making that sound. That is the lyrebird. L-Y-R-E. The lyrebird, Leroy. Are you familiar with that lyrebird's work?
You don't even know what the hell a lyrebird is. What it do? What does it do? Where's it from?
Tell some lies, I'm assuming. Like, it mimics. That's why it's called the lyrebird.
Oh, so it's like a parrot.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a lyrebird.
At some point in time, somebody had a crying baby around this library in this reek. So it is a baby.
Well, that is.
If you repeat a noise, then it ain't your noise.
Look, I can't. Because I say certain words doesn't make me a certain ethnicity, am I right?
You don't speak Spanish. Nobody would ever guess you're Latino.
Okay, well, you know, because this bird speaks baby cry doesn't make it a baby.
That's unfair.
Okay.
That's unfair because you got one animal making a noise like another animal because he repeats noises. Mm. You can't then say that it's its original noise. That's mimic sounds. That is correct.
Okay, look, you know, we'll throw that one away, Leroy. I understand. Yeah. I understand. We'll throw that one away. I completely get it. Sometimes these animal sounds can get the best of you. So we're just going to move on. We're going to keep it going. We got two more. It's an opportunity to redeem yourself. You are not 0 for 3. You're only 0 for 2. We threw that last one away. We can end this season at 500. Leroy, are you ready for sound number 4?
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's hear it one more time.
Any guesses?
All right. Is it a sheep? Is it a baby calf? Or is it a cheetah?
I'm going to say a cheetah.
You said a what?
Cheetah. Cause
a cheetah.
It sounds like the other two. So I'm going to just say cheetah because I don't know what a cheetah sound like and it sounds crazy.
Okay. So at this point, you're not going off of what you think it is. You're going off of the opposite of what you think it is just because of how the game's going.
Yeah.
Well, Leroy, that's an interesting, you know, game plan there. And it is led you to a correct answer, Leroy.
That's it. I got it. I'm going with my second choice now. I'm not trying to be too logical with it.
Yeah.
I'm just, look, throw out the obvious.
Yeah. Leroy has figured out the defense.
I'm 1-2. I have a chance to be 500.
A chance at redemption, Leroy. Let's go ahead and play it. That was very sharp. Very sharp.
If I heard that in the woods,
yeah,
I'm out the woods.
Now, is that a baby elephant, an elk, or a blue whale? A baby elephant, an elk, or a blue whale, Leroy? This one's hard. This one's hard, I gotta admit.
I'm gonna go blue whale. It was in between elk and blue whale.
Okay. And what made you go to blue whale?
Because I wanted to pick elk.
Okay. That's understandable. Not trusting your gut instinct has worked thus far. So I
guess. Wait, what can I trust? I don't know these noises, and I'm sitting here trying to logically come up with an answer.
Well, let us listen one more time as we determine.
All right. Now, sir. I will say this.
Yeah.
It could very well be an elk because. If it was a blue whale, wouldn't you hear some kind of water or something like
splash.
That?
That's what I was thinking. So do you?
I thought all of that. And then I thought to myself, "Hey, dummy, you're making too much sense." Blue whale.
All right. The correct answer is it is an elk. It is an elk. An elk with the upset at the end. Elk with the upset at the end, Leroy. Did you see that one coming?
Yeah, I could see it. I was in between two. I was gonna guess elk because I was like, that noise doesn't sound like it's over water.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait a minute, you've been wrong on all of these. Stop making. And so that's what made me change and go to blue whale.
It was a valiant effort. I got you looking at the game plan. You're looking at the film, right. trying to figure out.
Right now, I'm the Cleveland Browns. All right.
You're doing what you can.
But, I'm doing what I can.
Let me show you some of the honorable mentions. This one was going to be, is this an alarm of some sort or an animal? What are we even doing with that one?
What is that?
That is a piha. I don't know. It's a bird of some sort, I'm assuming. Look, that was one of the options that I was going to give you. And then another one called an Australian bustard, which I... had no idea
Not to be confused with American bastard.
Yes, this is an Australian bustard. And also, that is a point, my friend.
Point for Leroy.
All right, check out
what
this.
What the hell? Why do you got these crazy? What is that? Ooh, we got some big balls.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
That's not.
Hold on. Okay. Okay, I don't know if that is, but listen, this guy looks like he goes for fourth down every time. It don't matter.
Hey, somebody said, "Learn more about nature, stupid."
No way. These are weird animals.
Wait a minute.
Tell me what a bustard is.
Hey,
you intrigued? Like what you see?
No, I'm just saying, like, he got a shield. He got an automatic shield, like, for fighting.
I'm really not sure what this is. Or does it hold him back? Is it a pendulum? I don't know what's going on here. It's a very, very strange-looking animal, and it makes an even stranger noise, if I'm being
honest. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he carrying something?
I don't know.
Because he just sat it down and said, look at my junk.
Just sat it down.
Right? Just put it on the table. Play it again. Watch. He just kind of, plop it on the ground.
Let me see. Let me investigate this animal one more time. It does look strange. I don't know what it is. I cannot confirm. I don't like it. I don't like the way it just dangles there.
I got to tell you, there's a lot of people that would be scared if a certain animal, like, would approach them.
Yeah.
We talk about if a leopard or, you know, one of them big tigers or a bear or something like that.
Yep.
I would think I would be more terrified by something I don't know what it is.
No, I agree.
So if this bird came at you, I don't know, even intangibles go, oh, look at the cute bird.
Nah, this big ball dinosaur? I don't want this guy coming after me. What is going on?
That's
here?
Not even, I don't even know if that's, no. What is it?
That it looks like a turkey, you know, what is that called? A talon? I don't know what that is. No, whatever.
No, talon is not.
What's the neck thing?
I don't know.
The gobble gobble, I believe, is a scientific term. The gobble gobble on this bird is huge.
It looks like he has a little contraption in the front of his body for snacks.
Yeah, well, hey, listen. But it's as big as his body. It's crazy. Yeah, that is an interesting, what a interesting build there.
Oh, here you go. Dave looked it up because you didn't know what to look up.
Nope.
Males inflate a gallbladder sac throat pouch to produce deep, booming sounds for mating. By the way,
So
that's not a deep, booming sound. Is he a baby bird?
No. That
because it would be like, rah! That's not deep.
It didn't sound deep to you? Let's see.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah, that sounds pretty deep to me.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ladies, you better respond.
It would be terrifying.
Yeah.
Because how tall is that bird? He looks pretty tall.
He does look pretty tall. He looks tall. I've never heard of this bird prior to today. Australian bustard height. Oh, American bastard. Let's see. It is 3 feet. That's it. Reaches up to 4 feet tall, but... That's
Jay Feeks in the picture. She said, "My welcome to Fort Lauderdale." She says it's a picture of a bird.
All right. Well, that has been another riveting episode of Guess
of Leroy Loses.
Hey, listen, you did good. You had a valiant effort. You got one this time. You thought of a new strategy, and for the most part, it was working out. Till it wasn't, unfortunately.
Yep.
Till it wasn't. But when we come back for the first time this year, we will announce who or what is dead to me right here on Tobin and Leroy.
Week 18 has arrived. What's up, everybody? It's Solana. The Miami Dolphins wrap up their season with a 4:25 p.m. start.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.